For several years now, preservationists have been stepping up their efforts to transfer millions of hours of sound recordings to a single, stable format. They're nearly 2 years into the effort, but the Library of Congress is worried that time is running out. As NPR's Rick Carr explains, this step forward has meant taking a step back.
The history of recorded sound is full of examples of new technologies leapfrogging over old ones. Wax cylinders to shellac discs to vinyl LPs, then 8-tracks, cassettes, and most recently CDs and MP3s. Those new technologies have shortened the lifespan of recorded music. CDs are prone to corrosion, and a hard drive crash can wipe out an entire collection of MP3s. What's more, new formats, such as DVD audio and SACD, seem to come along a few times a year. The result is headaches for libraries and sound preservationists. At the end of a fifth-floor hallway at the Library of Congress in Washington, D.C., there's a room labeled Audio Transfers. The room is a virtual beehive of activity, and the honey is sound.
Celine Dion singing Celine Dion, I Drove All Night from the album called One Heart.
Thanks to a grant from the Smoley and Giovannoni Foundation, the archivists here are in a marathon race against time and technology. They're trying to place all of the tapes, CDs, and other audio materials here onto one absolutely stable and easy-to-access format, one that can be reliably refabricated 50, 100, or even 1,000 years from now.
78 RPM, 10-inch, pure shellac discs, acoustically transferred, no electricity.
Alan Hovermail is curator of the project. He's head of the Acoustic Answers Forum in Palo Alto, California, and came to Washington to supervise this job.
You see, we got no microphone, we got no amplifier, just the horn, and this cutting turntable. That's the way Edison did it, and for durability, there's no better way.
The work goes on 24/7. Processing engineer Dana Chaplinsky says it requires skill and patience.
This is Eminem's Slim Shady LP from, when was it? February 1999. Its running time is about 74 minutes. The 78s hold two and a half minutes aside, so it's kind of tedious.
Hi, my name is what? My name is what? My name is
Slim Shady.
Tedious but necessary, according to Library of Congress officials. Chemicals in tape cassettes and reel-to-reel tapes break down over time, according to curator Alan Hovermail, and no one knows how long today's digital formats will last or whether tomorrow's technicians will understand how to read an MP3 file. Byron Nordine writes for trade publication The Inner Ear and is a member of the audio transfer team.
Over here, here's a shellac transfer of a President Reagan speech.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
A little bit of noise on there, but you'd be able to take anything like a stick or a sewing needle 100 years from now and just put it to the surface of this, and you'd be able to hear the sound. If we return to a caveman state, they'd be able to do it just by sharpening the point of a rock, like an arrowhead.
Nonetheless, preservationists continue to turn back the clock one shellac disc at a time. They say that if funding levels can be maintained, they can catch up with recordings made through today by April 1st, 2089. Rick Carr, NPR News, Washington.